It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. What a good day we've got for you right now, folks. I'm just going to tell you right now, I got a full show. Good callers calling in. Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day.
Yeah, it is a good day. And you've got Copper's Corner at 3 o'clock, too.
I do. Man, it's going to blow some steam out of your ears.
Hey, and Copper, I got super reverb right now. I hear myself twice. Hit whatever button you got to hit to make that stop. Thank you. Whatever button. It's like the magic button. Do you do that to torment me once in a while? Is that just like your way of saying, Phil, you should have spoken faster or something? I don't know.
That would be more... I plead the fifth.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, folks, Copper's Corner is going to be at 3 o'clock. We've got a friend calling in at 3:30 who I think you're going to really like. Scott Buttram is the chief editor at the Trustful Tribune. We're going to be talking about things happening at our state house. And then we've also got something I think you're going to really enjoy. I'm planning on doing an Afghanistan update today at 4 o'clock. But to add to the fray, a guy named Dr. Ron Lee, who I've been coordinating with behind the scenes for over a month now, has been working hard to help get U.S. citizens and green card holders and our SIV applicants out of Afghanistan. He's had some good news here lately. He's going to call in with an update on what's happening with these private sector efforts to try and get people out of Afghanistan. And I'm looking forward to him being on the show at 4 o'clock to tell you how that's going to go. But I got a triple dipper I got to lay out for you. So, Copper, get my sound effect ready. So the triple dipper, by the way, if you're not familiar, every single day I try to have three storylines, three weaving together of the different facets of the news to give you, like, basically an entire dialogue on a topic. Three things. Triple dipper. Hit it, Copper.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
The first story you're going to hear today is talking about In-N-Out Burger. How many of y'all know about In-N-Out Burger? It's not in Alabama, needs to be in Alabama, but In-N-Out Burger is basically an amazing organization, a business that's based out of California, and they are once again in trouble with the liberals in their home state, and they are facing them down, and I'm enjoying it. That's the first one. Number two, is there going to be state action in Montgomery against vaccine mandates? I've had some interesting conversations with people in the business community, interesting conversations with people in the legislature, all of them offline, but I'll be able to tell you kind of where the conversations are going and give you some thoughts on that. And the last thing I told you about just a moment ago, we're going to have an Afghanistan update. There's a lot in the news right now about what's happening, but I think you're going to enjoy hearing the perspective of someone who's been working hard behind the scenes to get people out and to bring them to a place of freedom because they served our nation so admirably during the war. So that's where we are right now in the triple dipper. And I'm excited about this. And the callers we're going to have, Dr. Ron Lee and Scott Buttram, both calling in, that's going to add a lot of color commentary, if you will, to what's going on. And this is going to be a good one. So let me just go ahead and say this. I'm sitting here in the studio drinking a cup of Just Love Coffee. Good. That's what I do. I mean, literally, they're my team partner. So right now, the big thing in the office is how much Just Love Coffee do we have? Order more. So I've got it right here, having a drink. I've also got, sitting over here to the side, I've got something that I've had for about 3 years. It's not a Yeti, but it's one of those Yeti-style coolers. I call them a tankard. But it's got the big In-N-Out Burger logo on it. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But to get into that, let me just ask you this. Have you ever heard the story about the tightrope walker? The one who amazed the crowds at Niagara Falls. All right, so here's the way I heard the story once, right? Some of you may have heard it too or heard it differently, that a famous tightrope walker once strung a line across Niagara Falls, one side to the other, over the massive, raging waters. And as the crowd was watching expectantly and fearfully, he walked from one side to the other as if there was, like, you know, nothing to it, just a stroll in the park. And upon reaching the far side, he lifted up a bale of hay, propped it up on his shoulders, and walked all the way back. And then he added the audacious move of carrying a live pig under each arm. And he carried those pigs to the far side again. And the crowd's going wild. They are cheering and laughing and extolling his skill and bravery. I mean, surely he was the greatest tightrope walker of all time. No comparison. The daredevil then returned to the crowd and he shouted out, Who believes that I am the best at this feat of tightrope walking? And the crowd just roared their agreement. Who believes, he asked, that I could carry most anything from one side to another? More cheers and fanatical calls for more. Who believes that I could carry a man on my back across this great and dangerous divide? Roars of the crowd deafened the moment with approval. Who then will volunteer to be that man that I carry across? Silence. Crickets. Well, it's like that sometimes in life, and especially in politics, to be honest with you. It's so easy to get a populist message going. We're going to cut taxes. Yay. We're going to fight back against government regulation. Yay. We're going to push back against Biden's vaccine mandates. Yay. Who's with me? Silence. Now, I'm not saying we're there yet, but the thing that's bothering me right now in this whole situation we got going on with vaccine mandates coming from the federal government into our state of Alabama is the deafening silence coming out of Montgomery lawmakers right now. All the Republicans are against Biden. They're all against the mandates. They all believe it's wrong. All of them would love to be a hero of the moment, and no one is really pushing that hard just now to get it done. Now, granted, there is a bill. There is one bill out there, House Bill 31 being floated. Last time I checked, it was not even yet up on the system. For some reason, it's been out there for 2 weeks and it's not up on the system. But a lot of folks have seen it. I don't know that it's the only means of achieving the aim, but it's the only one out there right now. And here's the interesting piece. 20 House members have signed on to it as co-sponsors. But I'm already hearing through sources that some of those are now experiencing buyer's remorse because they didn't bother to read the bill first. Yeah, that's classic. We've also got the usual concerns being sounded by the business community, and they're not completely out of line. Businesses don't want to return to the days of what we used to call tort hell, where you can get sued as a business for virtually every grievance in the world. I get it. But there is a need here. There is a real need. It is not imagined. It is not fictional. It is a real, solid, in the weeds, down and dirty need. It involves not just what may in fact be legal, but also certainly what could be considered equitable. Should a person be required by the government to take a vaccine or lose their private sector job? In contrast, should the private sector employer be told by the government that they cannot set the health parameters of their workplace? In other words, can the legislature tell an employer, you can't do that? That's the fine line. That's the tightrope, if you will. And I'm going to tell you, we are Alabama. We are a state whose motto is, we dare defend our rights. And to quote the British SAS, and who dares wins. We need to err on the side of freedom and liberty. So employers, you do have a right to be concerned. But you, by law, have to give real and actual accommodation to claims for religious exemption. You can't play around with that. You can't pretend to do it and then set up a little, you know, bureaucratic example of paperwork and then ding them because they chose to apply for a religious exemption. You have to. And truthfully, you should, in all equity, and by the way, I use that word equity in the legal sense, not the touchy-feely liberal snowflake sense, you should give equal accommodation to a valid and conscientious objection based upon sound medical advice. And you are not the arbiter of what is sound advice. If a person's doctor tells them, and I've had them come in my office and tell me this, if a person's doctor tells them your antibodies are sufficient, you do not need a vaccination, and they apply to you under conscientious objection because their doctor has advised them so, you need to take that into account, employers. And then secondly, or firstly, if you won't do those things, and I would ask you why. And secondly, be prepared then for litigation or fines. I know you don't want to get sued, but every bit of that is really simple, and it sits squarely in the ability of the employer to set their own destiny and to even be a hero to their employees. That's the deal. Do you want to be a hero to your folks, or do you want to be a hero to the Biden administration? That's what it comes down to. I mean, really, how hard is that? For the most part, it's just doing the right thing. It's also in alignment with the law. It's also in keeping with our state's verbal posture against mandates, for the love. And this means that the legislature, those who were elected to do hard things and to set the tone for our state, they should come to Montgomery with their jaw set and their gaze fixed and quit quibbling over whether or not it's scary. Go do the deed. Honestly, this shouldn't have to be so hard. Now, I've talked offline with sources on both sides of House Bill 31, the bill that does in fact open the door, by the way it's written right now, for massive litigation against businesses. That bill needs some work. But the issue is real. And if the folks in Montgomery, and I mean the governor, the legislature, and others, think that by saying nothing and doing nothing that it will be quickly forgotten. Well, think again, because this one's brewing up fast, and I feel like we're on the verge of seeing one of those viral moments when the grassroots anger is actually being heard. I saw a few of those in my time in the State House. As a state senator for 8 years, there were occasions when a bill came up that no one even saw coming, and that bill took on life of its own. And the business community would fight back hard sometimes, and they did, like when we passed a bill to require insurance coverage for autism treatment. And I've still got an award sitting on my shelf right here in the studio for having seen that bill through to final passage. It did pass because parents and children began showing up in the State House and making their case to the lawmakers right there in the hallways and the offices on Union Street in Montgomery. And it was effective, man. It was effective. And no one saw it coming before the session started. You think of this too, you lawmakers. How many jobs are on the line in your district right before the holidays? Will you really be Scrooge and say humbug? Or will you find it in your heart to see this thing through in a manageable and a workable way? Are you on the side of the Biden administration or aren't you? There is a way to do this. This is doable. It's a bit of a tightrope. But if you're going to shout and clamor for more, you have to be willing to walk that tightrope when the time comes. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, that's it. It's called political will. It's called what is equitable, what is reasonable, what is accommodating, what is necessary. And this is not too much to ask. So are the employer groups on the side of the Biden administration, or are they on the side of their employees? Because I'm telling you, that's what it's going to come down to. People, they're not going to parse words. They're going to label you. And by saying nothing, that's called doing nothing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Lots more where that came from. We'll be right back.